그래서
Okay, so we have been discussing the meaning of vipassana already now. Then you know now the most important thing is how to let go of your thinking mind in order to really enter into your body, emotion, and mind. And now in this session, we mainly focus on body, kaya, you know, kaya. And Buddha said, we have to observe our kaya in kaya. We have to observe our body in the body. It means we have to observe our body without any dualistic division between subject and object. Subject, observer, object be observed. So there is no observer, there is no object of observation. There is no such kind of division, dualistic division. Because our thinking mind has such a characteristic of dividing everything into two, subject and object. So with this kind of dualistic thinking mind, we can never enter into our body. It's impossible. But as we read the sutra of full awareness of in-breath, out-breath, called Anapanasati Sutta, in this sutta, Buddha demands us to enter into our body. Then only in the body we can observe our body. Then it means, already we discussed, we really have to let go of our thinking mind. With thinking mind, we can never enter into our body. That's why we have to let go of our thinking mind. And when we let go of our thinking mind, we can also let go of our attachment and anger and hatred. Why? As we discussed, because we said yes to the things, outside things, then we had a strong attachment to it. Then we said no to something, like a rain, but with just a rain or like that, then immediately the weather becomes bad. So by saying no to the reality, we made reality bad. And we have anger and hatred toward this bad reality. But who made this reality bad? Of course, it's me. It's my mind. So that's why, if we let go of our thinking mind, we can let go of our attachment and anger simultaneously. So that's why, when we are doing vipassana, we are already free from our anger and attachment. It's not like that by doing vipassana little by little, our anger and attachment become weaker and weaker. From the beginning, we already threw away our attachment to anger. But if we continuously practice this kind of vipassana meditation, we can also make our habitual tendency weaker and weaker and weaker. Because we have been living in our old dimension, which is made by our thinking mind. And in this old dimension, we have a strong attachment to something good, and we have a strong anger, hatred towards something bad. But now, becoming more and more familiar with our new dimension, then our attachment, our anger, are now disappearing. And then our habitual tendency of producing our anger and attachment is also becoming weaker and weaker and weaker. Okay. So, through your ordinary activities, please focus on this point. Then very soon, you'll be surprised. Like now you are facing same reality, like a very heavy rain and very strong wind. Last year, you got upset. You immediately said, this is bad weather. And you believed it. Bad weather exists objectively, and that's why I am miserable. I am unhappy. And you are just waiting for good weather. And you believe you can never become happy unless the weather becomes good. But now, you don't think anymore like that. Because you know that it's your mind who made the reality good or bad. Then you have attachment, something good, you have anger, something bad. Okay? Now you know clearly this structure itself, that's why you know how to let go of all of them. Okay? So now, let's enter into our body as Buddha demands us to do that. But many people say it's very difficult. Why? Because you are still trying to enter into your body with your thinking mind. Or your thinking mind itself is going to enter into your body. Of course, it's impossible. Your thinking mind cannot enter into your body. It's impossible. Because your thinking mind immediately produces a dualistic world, subject and object division. That's why your thinking mind can never enter into your body. Okay, so if you really want to enter into your body to feel body sensation directly, so what should you do? You should really let go of your thinking mind. Don't worry, I know you have a strong attachment to your thinking mind, but you can throw away to live your new identity. You already fed up with your old identity, you know? So why don't you just let go of your old identity, and why don't you start to live with your new identity? Okay, so now let's enter into our body. Okay, so please place your both hands on your knees, and your palms are facing the seeding. And relax your body. So we just finished our yoga session. You are already becoming familiar with your body itself, you know, after yoga. But just a little bit, let's be familiar with the inside of our body. So first, let's do abdominal breathing. Okay, please focus on your abdomen. Just under your navel. Your lower abdomen, you know. Then you are breathing in. Your lower abdomen is now rising. You are breathing out. Your lower abdomen is now falling. Rising, falling. Rising, falling. Please feel this movement of rising and falling from the inside. Then little by little, please enter into your body. Please put your consciousness inside your body. Okay, so your mind is now, until now, your mind has been wandering around outside world. Your mind has been just stimulated many things from outside. But now, please turn your eyes inwardly. And little by little, please become familiar with the inside of your body. Also, when you feel pain or sensual pleasure, you are aware of your body just a little bit. But in most time, most of the day, you don't think of your body. But now, let's pay attention to our body, which has no pain, which has no sensual pleasure. But instead, we observe more subtle sensation, not rough sensation like a pleasure, sensual pleasure or pain, like that. Okay, so now let's pay attention to our right hand. Your right hand has been working for you, writing, shaking hands, cooking, driving. All the time your right hand has been working for you, but you never say thank you to it. You never pay actually attention to it unless your right hand get injured or not, like that, you know? But now, let's pay attention to your right hand, which has been just empty place for you. You never pay attention to your right hand, but now let's pay attention. Okay, please now it's time to enter your body. Throwing away your thinking mind and just enter into your body to your right hand. Yes, you immediately feel some kind of tingling feeling. And you know, millions of things actually arising and disappearing. And lots of subtle energies, stream of subtle energy are flowing. And you can also feel the weight of your hand. And of course, some part is cold, some part is warm, hot. Anyway, inside your right hand is actually, they are living. So many things are going on in your right hand. Okay, so now let's expand the area of our attention. Now, our right arm. But you are not forgetting your right hand. You are keeping your awareness of your right hand. Then, now you are aware of your right arm, including elbow and shoulder. Now it's better to feel body subtle energy in both arms, left arm, right arm, both arms. Because now your both arms, they are shining with light. Because subtle energy, that dimension is a dimension of light. Okay, now let's go to our feet, starting from our right foot. So let's pay attention to our right toes, right sole, right heel, and ankle. So please pay attention to that area, or please enter into that area. Okay, so now let's expand the part of our attention. And now let's pay attention to your right leg, including your calf, knee, thigh, and hip joint. Your whole right leg, from the toes to the right hip. And let's pay attention to our left leg, left foot, left leg. And now in your both legs, such energy is flowing very strongly. It's very strange. You didn't feel that kind of such energy before. But it was because you didn't pay attention to it. Such energy always has been existing. But because we didn't pay attention, that's why we didn't know that. But now you know it. You can feel it. They exist. Please pay attention to your buttock. Your buttock is on the cushion. And please feel how the cushion is supporting you at your hip point. Your weight is supported by the cushion. Please feel it. So now, your both arms and your lower body, those parts are now shining with a light. But still, your torso, your head, they are empty. They are dark place. But let's fulfill our torso with our subtle energy, our light. Okay, so please observe your torso from bottom to top. Your abdomen, your chest, and finally your shoulders. Okay, so now you are taking a bath, hot bath. The most of your body is now in hot bath. You feel so relaxed. No more tension. But your head is outside of this hot water. So now it's time to feel your neck, face, head also. Okay, so please enter into the inside of your head, and you just please feel it from the inside. Your neck, your head, and your head, neck, face, head. Okay, so now you can reconnect your head and your body again. Then your whole body will be very clear for you. So now, while you just feel your whole body as a field of subtle energy. Okay, so now please enter into your body more deeply. More deeply, more deeply, until you hear the sound ending bell.
Okay, so now
if you want, you can also observe your emotion and your mind itself. You don't think of your mind, but you can really observe your mind. How your mind is functioning, how your mind is producing, what kind of thinking mind. Thinking mind is arising, passing. And your emotion is also arising, passing. But you can observe your emotion and mind only after you can observe your body so clearly with lots of joy, lots of peace. Okay, so if you want to see, observe emotion and the mind, you can do it a few minutes. The shape of your body disappeared, but now the shape of your body is coming back. When you are feeling body sensation in a very deep way, your body, inside your body, outside the body, that border is now very unclear. You are not sure until where my body is. And you now understand the part which used to be called your body is just a part of your the cosmos itself. You misunderstood. This is my body, my arm, my leg, but now you are not so sure anymore about it. Okay, so please relax your body.